Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live once again from Detroit, Michigan, which we come to you each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, as usual, I'm asking all listeners, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the person, but none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victory of Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So you're most definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight once again. We always open up with prayer. So we're going to do the same thing again on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear, not only hear, but he can answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, our soon coming King, our risen Lord and Savior. It is in his name we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace towards each one of us in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every believer, every saved believer in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that on tonight, through your word, that should there be any listener that is still spiritually blind on tonight, that is not saved in your son Jesus' name, it's our prayer and hope and desire that something will be said through your word, through your man of God on tonight, that will touch their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions, and also they will open their own mouth and ask your son Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. As your word go forth on tonight, Jesus be glorified. They will come to know their God's purpose on the earth. And they will fulfill it in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen those, Heavenly Father, that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know without a doubt that you are still working miracle signs and wonders, even in tonight. And Heavenly Father, we see that the numbers are still rising due to the coronavirus. More people are dying, just like when it first hit. So we are constantly seeking seeking prayer for those that are dealing with this virus and those that have lost loved ones due to the virus, not only due to the virus, but those that have lost loved ones all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Even in their hour of bereavement, let them feel your love, your peace, your joy. Let them feel your comforting power, Heavenly Father. And let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener that tunes in faithfully to this ministry and to this worldwide platform. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts, is our prayer and is our desire in Jesus' name, that you will continue to bless them. They will continue to give you the glory, honor, and praise, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, faith is knowing God will. See, yeah, sometimes people say that, you know, I know God, he's able. Yeah, he is able, but God will. Guess what? And it's all about God's timing, because he knows when to bless us. He knows when we're ready to receive the blessing. And so he knows sometimes we have to wait sometimes, but we do know whatever the outcome is, whatever it takes, you must remember and know that it takes faith to please God. And faith is you got to know God will. So we're going to thank God for that spiritual of proof of thought. And as a reminder for someone on tonight, it takes faith to please God. He sees our faith. So that's what it takes to please him. Aren't you grateful that we serve an awesome God who can see our faith in action? He can see our faith at work. He can see the sincereness of our faith in him. Not in the faith in man, but in faith in God. So we're going to go to our music break right now. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King so he can deliver God's word. So I pray once again that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. But before we go to the music break, I do want to remind all listeners on tonight, it's not my place to try to tell you who to vote for. I just want to remind you, if you have not already voted, too many people have died, suffered, and bled and died over the right and the privilege to be able to exercise our right to vote. So don't take it lightly or for granted, and don't think that your vote don't count because you may say I'm the only one person. But sometimes there may be that one vote will make all the difference, can make the change. So pray, if you don't know who you're voting for, you know, all I can suggest to you to do is to pray and then seek the Lord. and ask him to guide you as to who you should vote for. If your mind is already not made up, you don't know who you're going to vote for. But the main thing is that you do vote. It's important that you vote. Your vote do count. So don't, because if you don't vote, then you don't have anything to say. If you don't vote, and the outcome don't be like what you thought it was going to be, is you can only look at yourself and say, you know, part of it is my fault because I had an opportunity to vote and I didn't because I chose not to. So don't let that be said of you. So it's your opportunity. The opportunity, take advantage. Take this time out to vote. Make your vote count. We're going to go to our music break and we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. He's going to deliver God's word once again on tonight. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful that Jesus thought that your life and my life was worth living, that he sacrificed his own life and paid our sin debt with his own sinless blood on the cross, that we can have a right to be saved in his name, that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator, that, and also included in that, that we're saved because we do that, we still, once we're saved, we're still going to sin. So thank God for Jesus that, because we are saved in Jesus' name, we can repent and be forgiven of our sins through the blood of Jesus and because of Jesus Christ's work on the cross. So right now we're going to receive Pastor Norman King. He's going to deliver God's word again on tonight. And I want the listeners to remember and know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email lowercase James. _Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I can receive all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So right now, we are ready to receive Pastor Norman King. I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper to follow along. So Norman King, I now give the mic to you. But listen, before I bring Pastor King back, do not hang up your phones. Do not go off the internet after he has completed the message. He's going to give a that's going to preach for us at the next. At a heavy load by Marvin Yancey, different song, so you want to be blessed by that song after he completed with the message on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now mic you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. So humbly grateful to be before you, to share God's word tonight. And thank God, it's been a long time since I've been able to sit down in my house to deliver the word. I'll always be inside that truck. But God graced me this time to be home, and it's a good feeling. Anyway, we want to tonight get ready to start by reading the scripture. Tonight we're coming from 1 Peter 5, verses 7 through 11. 1 Peter 5, verses 7 through 11, King James reads, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resisted steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Verse 10, "But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Let us pray. That thy will be done, that I be increased, that you be increased, that your hearers be undivided in hearing your word from you and not me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We want to go tonight from a sermon topic, going all the way. Going all the way. You know, we have heard and still hear the saying, 99 and a half won't do. Amen. So here tonight, I want to just encourage you, and as I encourage myself along the way, that we got to go all the way. Amen. We got to go all the way. And I got a question for you all. What are you doing right now during this pandemic? What are you doing? Our purpose, according to Romans 11:29, says the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. The gifts and callings of God. In other words, what that means is that God does not change his mind. Amen. If you're not doing, just repent. If you're off track, get on track. Because we got to go all the way, my brothers and sisters, all the way. We're living a time, and I know it's going to be true in you too, once I say it, that a lot of saints, a lot of people of God has fallen. Yes. So let's turn it up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's allow the anointing to overflow. Amen. Not suffocating nor quenching the spirit. In other words, be available. Amen. I'm not going to say make yourself available. Be available. Amen. Don't be lukewarm. The Bible says you be hot or cold, lukewarm will spit you out. Amen. So, and also last week I talked about being filled with the Spirit. So this sermon tonight is dealing with the same thing. I'm coming from a different angle, but I'm still dealing with the same thing. Be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. Once you accept Christ, you the Spirit of God indwells us. Amen. But I'm talking about being filled with the Spirit. Amen. Being filled. You must be filled with the Spirit. Amen. So as I continue on in the message tonight, I'm going to read it from God's Word, the same verse of Scripture, 1 Peter 5, 7 through 11. I'm going to read it from God's Word translation. It says this way. It says, "Turn all your anxieties over to God because he cares for you." Verse 8, "Keep your mind clear and be alert." Your opponent, always be mindful who your opponent is. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour. Amen. So you got to keep your mind clear. That's why my message tonight saying, go all the way. For the Lord, you must be a willing, that's a good word, willing to go all the way. Amen. Verse 9, it says, be firm in the faith and resist him. Talking about the devil. Knowing that other believers throughout the world are going through the same kind of suffering. 10, God, who shows you his kindness and who has called you through Christ Jesus to his eternal glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you suffer for a little while. Amen? Just a little while. Amen? Power belongs, verse 11 says, power belongs to him forever. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for the reading of his word. Again, I say Ephesians 5:18, scripture is still going to be tied in with my message, but I want to break it down by dealing with 1 Peter 5:7-11. Amen. As I still elaborate tonight on Ephesians 5:18, where it says, this is the God's words translation. I like how it says, don't get drunk on wine, which leads to wild living. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. And that drunk also means intoxicated with any type of drug or paraphernalia that will cause you not to be filled with the Spirit. Come on, somebody. Because if you're indulging in that type of influence, then it's not even possible for you or I to be filled with the Spirit. Drunkenness. Walk carefully. Amen. I'm into my message now. Walk carefully and strictly by not becoming drunk with wine. Amen. Drunkenness means to be intoxicated with drink or drugs. Come on. Amen. Luke 21:34. It says, be on guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dull by parties and drinking and shopping. This is the Message Bible. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap. So in that verse of scripture, I want to elaborate a little bit on choices. We got choices to make. Come on, somebody, man. So in other words, what I'm trying to say here, according to the scripture, it says, be on your guard. Don't rely on other people. Amen. What I'm saying is nothing wrong with relying on them, but it's first of all, you got to rely on the Spirit of God that's inside of you, first of all. Amen. It goes back to you being in a mindset that I'm going to go all the way. Amen. I'm not 99.9, 99.5 won't do. I'm willing to go all the way. So whatever it is I got to do, whatever I got to stop doing, whatever I got to separate myself from, let me do all whatever it is I got to do because I'm willing. I got a made-up mind. Come on, Jesus. I got a made-up mind. I'm going all the way. Amen. So be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dull. See, come on, somebody. You know, amen, by parties and drinking and shopping. In other words, you got to be on guard. You got to be alert. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And another verse I want to share with us tonight is going to come from Romans 13:13. Romans 13:13. We can't afford to waste a minute. This is Message Bible. Amen. We can't afford to waste a minute. Must not squander these precious, good God Almighty, these precious daylight hours. Amen. Indulging in sleeping around in dissipation, in bickering or grabbing everything in sight. Amen. So in other words, we can't afford to waste time. We got to be willing to go all the way. 99.5 won't do. I'm just repeating, amen. Because the fact of the matter is, in order for us to work in the power that has been ordained by God for us, we got to be filled with the Spirit. Remember, I say once you accept Christ, you indwell, but it's up to you. I'm going to get to it. So let me just calm down. Don't get excited. I'm going to start talking about God. Amen. Galatians 5:21, the vicious habit of depersonalizing, tongue twisted, everyone into a revival uncontrolled and uncontrollable addictions. Ugly priorities of community. I can go on. This isn't the first time that I warn you. This is Paul talking, amen. If you use your freedom this way, you will not inherit the kingdom, inherit God's kingdom. See, and that's what it's, the word of God is saying. If you do these things, amen, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, make the right choice. Don't make a bad choice, amen. Make the right choice, because if you make the wrong choice, let me keep going, the word excess is excessive behavior. The Greek means uncontrolled behavior, rioting, debauchery, wild and outrageous behavior and conduct. Amen. So, in other words, drunkenness is a work of the flesh. We know that. Amen. We know that. We're talking to the people of God. Okay. Listen, stop that mess. Stop doing that stuff, because it's not allowing. No. You indulging yourself under these type of influences is not allowing the Holy Spirit to be filled the way God wants you to be filled, so you can operate in your divine assignment. Amen. Drunkenness is the work of the flesh, and it often, I'm repeating this from last week, and it often leads to other sins of the flesh. We know that. Amen. Partying. Loose behavior. We're talking about people God is involved in this stuff. Amen. Even more so now. Amen. Sexual thoughts. Yeah. Yeah. Thinking about it. Amen. Wicked or evil and unjust behavior. Yeah. 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 Or violence and physical abuse. Amen. We say tonight, let's go all the way for God. Amen. If you are on the left side, repent tonight. Amen. Don't wait till the end of the message. Do it as I'm delivering the message right now. If these words of God are bringing conviction upon you, then repent. Get right with God. Amen. Drunkenness excludes a person from, here we go, y'all. It's tight, but it's right. Drunkenness excludes a person from the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:10. This is what it says. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkens. Here we go, y'all. Nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's tight, but it's right. Amen. That's how serious God is about this stuff, y'all. Galatians 5:21, I read it a while ago. It said, envy and murder, drunkenness, revealing, and such, of the which I tell you, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody got to preach this, y'all. Amen. I know sometimes people like everything to be said, you know, and lovey-dovey and all joy and grinning and smiling. But somebody got to be obedient to the word of God, because, see, I see myself from where I'm at and my interactions, amen, in the marketplace, through my job and through members and interact with other saints, amen, that there's a great falling off right now, because people, you know, I'm not knocking Skype or Zoom and having any type of services, amen, but we got to be willing to go beyond that measure. God is needing some of his people. He needs all of them. I'm going to just say some for tonight, that he needs some people to make themselves available for him to do some miraculous things, amen. And that's, oh man, I'm seeing a lot of stuff, y'all. I'm seeing people of God just acting all kind of ways. Paul dealt with it several times in his epistles, amen. And then we got to know that it's happening right now. That there's people, God, just rioting. They drunk. They got them drugs. They, amen. They not fellowshipping. They are in the form of God, but denying the power thereof. And people, I'm one of those touchy feely pastors that I get involved with a lot of things, and that's why God gave me this word to speak this word tonight, amen. As I continue on, drunkenness leads to other forms of misbehavior and sin. According to Luke 15:13, it says, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey. It's a prodigal, and took his journey into a far country. And there what wasted his substance with riotous living. That's why I say a while ago, don't waste time. You got to be willing to go all the way. 99.9 won't do. Amen. Another verse we've read is our preferred verse tonight, Ephesians 5:18. It ties into this point right here, talking about drunkenness leads to other forms of misbehavior and sin. It's Ephesians 5:18 where it says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Another point on drunkenness. Drunkenness makes it impossible to grasp the fleeting opportunities of time. Amen. When you time passes you by, you're not alert. Amen. You've been tossed to and fro. And it says, according to Ephesians 5:16-18, it says, I'm just reading 16 side, where it says, redeeming the time, because what? The days are evil. We know that. Come on, y'all. That's why we can't waste no time. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why it says, and be not drunk with wine. Amen. I want to go and pause a second from this and bring up something the Spirit of God gave me to share. And it's over here in Acts. First chapter, the 8th verse, where it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, we know he was telling them because he was getting them ready for the upper room. But I want to speak this into the present time right now tonight, that we can't have this power operating in us if we drunk, if we drug. Come on, y'all. Or we doing all these things that I'm preaching about tonight. Hey, man, we can't. In other words, but we need that power. We need the Holy Ghost, amen, to rule and reign and lead and guide and do all those things the Bible said in order for us to be work operating in under the anointing. Amen? So walk carefully and strictly by being filled with the Spirit. Amen. This command is the present tense. Amen. I'm back in Ephesians 5:18 now, y'all. Amen. Which means that the believer, talking about you and me, is to be constantly filled with the Spirit. You and I must be constantly filled. Remember I say, when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit is you indwell the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about everyday living, amen. In other words, going out doing being a witness and being a light, like I said in Matthew 5:16, amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which are in heaven. So I'm gonna say again, the believer is to be constantly filled with the Spirit. He is to keep on being filled. Come on, y'all. Gotta keep on being filled. Amen. As you get if you run or you walk or you exercise and you work, you got a strenuous job and you start perspiring, you gotta put more water back in your body. Come on, y'all. And as you're doing the will of God, as you exercise and executing the will of God, you gotta keep on feeling. Oh, come on now, come on. Amen. The Holy Spirit is to infill the believer what? Continuously, according to Ephesians 5:18. Amen. And also I'm gonna go ahead and share with you Acts 2:4. Amen. Familiar verses. Amen. Acts 2:1-4. Let me say it right. Amen. It said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. See, the timing, amen, the unity, amen. And it says in verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all, not 9.9, come on, y'all, huh? And it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. Come on, because they was in position. They was unified, man. And they were all, come on, y'all, here we go again, that filled word, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is to infill the believer continuously. Amen. The Spirit's filling is the personal manifestation of Christ to the believer who walks obediently day by day. Let me bring that. I'm going to say it again, amen. I got to say it again, amen. Other words, it says the Spirit's filling is personal. It's the personal what? Manifestation of Christ to who? To you and me, who walks obediently what? Day by day. Amen? Day by day. Another verse I'm going to read is Acts 4, verse 29 through 31. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. And it says, and now they're at it again. Take care of their threats and give your servants fearless confidence in preaching your message. As you stretch out your hand to us in healing and miracles and wonders done in the manner of your holy servant Jesus, while they were praying, and all right, this is a Holy Ghost setup, y'all. Amen. And while they were praying, the place where they were meeting trembled and shook. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak God's word with fearless confidence. So God is saying to you, there is a tremble, there is a shaking. That's what awaiting you. But you got to be filled with the Spirit. You got to be willing to go all the way. 99.5 won't do. Come on, somebody, amen. So in other words, God is saying there's some stuff around you that's taking place that you've been assigned. Come on now. But God is saying, I want to cause a tremble and a shake. Amen. By you obediently, amen, walking with me day by day. Come on, something. This word is going out for me, so I know it's not going to return void. So I know somebody received what I just said. Amen. So God is saying, I need a – see, there's some stuff going on around you right now that God is saying it's stagnant. Okay, it's stagnant, but it needs to be a trembling. Come on, y'all. In other words, that like the mighty rushing wind in Acts 2, 1 through 4, God said, I need that you to be in position for this to happen so I can channel this what through you. John 14, 21, Message Bible says, the person who knows my commands, this is Jesus talking, y'all, the person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that who loves me, and the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself what? Plain to him. Amen. What I'm talking about, it is a consciousness of his presence. See, we got to have a God consciousness of the presence of God, the presence of Jesus in our spirit, amen, of his leadership. What? Moment by moment. Because it's so easy to get off track, amen. That's why when you feel with the Spirit, come on, amen, you're not allowing yourself to be tossed to and fro like a ship without a sail. So this consciousness I'm talking about is the believer's privilege. It's a privilege for us to walk with a God consciousness, amen? Consciousness, amen? But the Spirit's feeling is not a automatic experience. Come on. I'm going somewhere, y'all. Amen? It's not an automatic experience. The responsibility, come on, here we go, y'all. The responsibility of being filled with the Spirit rests upon the shoulder of the believer. Good God Almighty. Amen. So it's our individual responsibility. We rely on the bishop. We rely on the elder or the apostle. I'm not knocking them for what their office, but I'm saying our God is what? A jealous God. Amen.
Yes,
the responsibility of being filled with the Spirit rests upon the shoulders of the believer. He is filled only. Here we go, y'all. Here we go back to that word obedient. He, you and me, you said he is filled only as he walks, what, obediently to Christ, to God Almighty. Amen. So we got to walk in obedience. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the very special manifestation of Christ within the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. We ain't got to call down the Holy Spirit. Come on, y'all. You accept Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you. Come on, amen. this is bound to be what Christ means. He said, for he has already spoken about his personal presence within the believer. Okay, in John 14, 18 through 20, I'm going to read it. John 14, verse 18 through 20 in the Message Bible says, I will not leave you orphaned. Come on, y'all. I'm coming back in just a little while. The world will no longer see me. Come on. But you are going to see me because I am what? Alive. Good God Almighty. And you are about to come alive. I like that. I'm still in verse 19, y'all, but I had to do a holy laugh on that right there. I'm going to start back on verse 19. He says, in just a little while, the world will no longer see me. See, he's getting them ready for his departure. He said, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. Good God Almighty. Some of you right now, see, you're walking like you're dead, huh? Come on. Amen. God said, I need you to be reconciled, huh? So some of you right now tonight need to be reconciled back to God because you have allowed yourself to become stagnant. You allow yourself to not be filled. Come on, y'all. So you need to be reconciled that you may come alive. And that verse 20 says, at that moment, you will know absolutely that I am in my Father and you're in me and I'm in you. Good God, man, I love the Lord's word. I'm telling you right now. Amen. I love God's word. God is he's awesome, y'all, and he is worthy to be praised. We give him praise. Amen. A spirit filled. Getting back to spirit filled. A spirit. See, here's some of the things that we ought to do, or the things that we'll see. Here we go. Let me say it this way. Through obedience, these are some things that will take place when we spirit filled. A spirit-filled person has a singing spirit. Amen. This is in contrast to the drunken person. The mention of singing is a picture of joy and happiness. Let me turn to it for a minute because I want to make sure that we don't get nothing twisted. Amen. Did I get back on this word? I'm going to show you in the Word of God where it says this. And we'll go back to Ephesians 5. Okay, I think it started verse 19. Let me bring it up right here. I think it started verse 19, because 18 says about being drunk. Oh, so 19 says speaking, see, 18 says be filled with the Spirit, don't be drunk, right? 19 says speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, speaking to yourself and hymns and spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, I'm going to stop there and elaborate on my message, right? So, as I was saying, I want to back up what I'm talking about in the Word of God, amen. A spirit-filled person has a singing spirit, amen. The mention of singing is a picture of joy, what, and happiness, amen. The worldly person often seeks joy and happiness in drink. Come on, y'all know that. I've been there, amen. I can speak for me. I've been there, amen. On the dance floor, jamming and jumping and doing all that kind of stuff and party, right? But what we're trying to say, amen, don't be like that, but in other words, be filled with the Spirit, amen? Amen. So in other words, the worldly person seeks joy, happiness, and drink and party, but this is not to be the case for me and you, the true believer. The true believer, he is to seek his joy and happiness by being filled with the Spirit of God, and by singing to himself, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. You hear? Just because somebody said you can't sing, that don't mean nothing to you. Don't suppose to, because the word I'm reading right now is saying you got to be filled with the Spirit and sing to yourself. Amen. Bring glory to God by good God Almighty. Amen. A critical point, right? Critical point. Singing to oneself helps a person to experience the fullness of the Spirit. Good God Almighty. Man, I'm so excited by reading this word. I'm so excited. I got to repeat that, y'all. Amen. This is critical. Amen. It's talking about singing to yourself. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. Don't look here. Somebody say, well, y'all, you need to go back and put a little bit more into it. Hold on. Who are you to tell me? The Word of God's going to tell me that. See, we allow ourselves to be dictated to. by these judges and these people who have arrived and they are there and telling you, well, you ain't got this and need to go back. Come on, y'all. The Word of God don't say that. I mean, I'm over in Ephesians 5 and 19. They what it says here. So you got to be able to stand on God's Word. Quit listening to people who tell you something that really is not scriptural. Come on. Okay, I'm getting all excited, y'all. Better stand on the Word of God. Amen. You got to go all the way for God. Amen. So anyway, as I was saying, amen, what do we see? That's a good question. What do we see? God tells us Psalms. Did y'all read it, verse 19? I hope you follow me in verse 19. See it for yourself, amen. What do we see? God tells us Psalms, the Psalms of the Old Testament. We need to learn them. Brother James, do you know how you wear out that doggone piano and organ, whatever, amen? And God has touched you. God has anointed you, amen. And that's the reason, okay, you know what I'm saying, amen. We need to learn these songs, amen, by memory so that we can sing them. I said, man, what's wrong with that guy? Is he crazy? Well, they told Jesus he was a wild, crazy man. So why are they talking all nice about you? I'm a lunatic for Jesus. Right. Come on, somebody, amen. They said, look, other words, think how victoriously we can walk through life if we knew some songs, amen, hymns. The great hymns of the church. Come on, y'all. We need to learn them, amen. Those hymns, amen. Sometimes, I'm not wrong. I'm not against other music by no means, but there's something that helps our soul that is more richer to help our souls to build up our spirits, amen. Is that all right, church? Amen. Amen. So now, and I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 14:15. It says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing. Here we go, singing, y'all. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Again, 1 Corinthians 14:15. It's nothing like quantifying what you're saying with the Word of God. Amen. James 5:13. Here we go again, y'all. James 5:13 says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any married? Let him sing songs. Come on, Brother James. Come on, huh? That's what it's saying right here, yeah. Amen. So if you feel with the Spirit, you ain't going to keep your mouth closed because you want to walk in obedience, what, day by day, moment by moment. So you got that verse 19, and you understand what the Word of God said. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit where you position yourself to be able to sing songs, sing hymns, and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I just read you Ephesians 5:19-21. Amen. I'm almost done, y'all. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. As I look again, I look over here and I see Psalms 81:1. Psalms 81:1 says, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Amen. Psalms 95:1 says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. God is awesome, y'all. But let me speak a little bit right here before I shut down about attitude. Amen. There's a good attitude and it's a bad attitude. Amen. A spirit-filled person has a thankful spirit. See, our attitude should be thankful. Amen. A thankful spirit. Amen. Note the words always. Yep. Amen. And for all things, our lives are in God's hand. He guides and directs us through what? All things. Here we go again. We're going all the way, right? All things. Therefore, we can thank him for what? All things. No matter what the things are, he controls all. Giving thanks as we walk along throughout the day, always giving thanks, help us to experience the fullness of what? God's Spirit. I want to thank God for this message tonight. A spirit-filled person has a submissive and respectful spirit. A spirit-filled person does not have a spirit of criticism. Come on, somebody. Come on. And there's several things that go along with that, but I'm not going to elaborate because I'm about to wind down. Amen. You got the message. You got the memo. Amen. But we give God the praise, honor, and glory. Amen. And we know that God is on the throne. And you know what? I'm not even going to use the word I hope. I know, amen,
yes,
that you have received, because the word of God said it would never return void. You have received the word tonight, and what you do with it is up to you. Amen. But the word has come forth. Amen. And I thank God for the word. We give God the praise, honor, glory, and to him we give thanks. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And amen.
Yes, Lord.
I close, as I turn over to Cousin James, I'm going to read this 1 Peter 5:7. God's word says, turn all your anxiety over to God because he cares for you. Keep your mind clear. Be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour. Be firm in the faith and resist him, knowing that others throughout the world are going through the same kind of suffering. God bless you, Cousin James.
My. Wow. What a powerful word on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Norman King, for allowing the Lord to use you. Because just like you said, and I touch and agree, that God's word is not going to go out void. He's going to accomplish everything that God set out for it to do. Why? Because we already know he foreknew who was going to be listening on tonight. And he's the kind of God that he sits high and he looks low. He knows everything that we stand in need of. Someone needed to hear this word on tonight. And if you got to make up your mind, you got to be determined that I'm going to go with the Lord all the way, no matter what comes what may. What the older folks say from day to day, I'm determined. I made up my mind. I'm going with the Lord Jesus all the way from earth to glory. So I am determined. What about you on tonight? And this kind of ties in. I love this, how it kind of ties in with the spiritual food for thought. Talking about, and it's all dealing with faith. And it takes faith to go with God all the way. And tonight's spiritual food for thought, you know, some people have been saying that they believe that God will. I'm beyond believing that God will. I'm to the point that I know. And that's what the message from the spiritual food for thought comes to us saying on tonight. Faith is knowing God will. So I'm beyond believing that God will. I know that God will. So it is his will for you. It is his will for me to be successful in this life. It is his will for each one of us that are believers in Jesus Christ. It is his will for us to fulfill our God purpose in the earth, that he will be glorified. And just as Pastor Norman said, King said through the word on tonight, you know, even though we are living in a pandemic and we know the world is in a crisis right now, you and I still have a job. We're obligated to still get the word out, the good news of Jesus Christ. So what are you doing? Are you doing your part, even though you may be quarantining? Are you still getting the message out to those around you, whether you're on Zoom or your Facebook or your social media outlet, however you communicate with your family and friends, that you are saved in Jesus' name and you know that you have family members and friends and loved ones that you communicate with all the time, even through Zoom and Facebook or Instagram? You know that you can be getting the word out about the good news of Jesus Christ so that your friends and family members that you know that are still spiritually blind, they can have an opportunity to get to know who Jesus Christ is and be saved in his name, because that's what we're obligated to do. So thank God for the opportunity that we have now, even though we're in the world crisis and pandemic. But we as Christians, we can still be doing the work of the kingdom building work in the earth. That men, women, boys, and girls that are still spiritually blind, because guess what? We determined that even though we're quarantined, we determined we're going to go all the way with Jesus. We determined we're still going to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, however being necessary to get the word out, that souls can be saved, that backsliders can come back to the fold, that we can continue to strengthen our brothers and sisters in Christ, because we're all in this together. And we thank God that Jesus Christ is our risen Lord and Savior, and it's through him that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have a made-up mind that we're going to go all the way with Jesus. So thank you, Pastor Norman King, for this word. And again, it did not go out void. I thank God that it's going to accomplish everything that God set out for it to do, and that his word has been received, a powerful word on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Norman King. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Once again, eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that has gone forth through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, on tonight. We thank you that you, this time, you live low. We thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit that resides in each believer. We thank you for your word that lets us know that it takes faith. We thank you that you see our faith, and our faith pleases you. So we thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we now know that faith is knowing that you will, because you are our promise keeper. You said you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on you. And you will grant us the desires of our hearts as we walk upright before you. So continue to help us to do your will, Heavenly Father, in the earth. Continue to forgive us of all our sins and our transgressions. We thank you continuously for your grace and your mercy, even for your sufficient grace toward us, in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name, continue to have your way in each one of our lives, that you will be glorified, is our prayer, individually and then as a corporate body of believers, as we come together on one accord, teaching and preaching and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, that you will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again on tonight, listeners, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to continue to lift each other up in prayer. We're going to continue to encourage one another in God's word. Again, if you have not voted already, do not let this opportunity pass you by, because and don't by saying that you do not vote. Too many people have died and sacrificed their lives so that you and I would have an opportunity to use our freedom and vote. So do make sure that you vote. If you don't know who to vote for, pray first and ask God to lead and guide you before you vote. But do make sure you vote. Again, I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with Hallelujah.